Nicola Tocchi is the chief executive of Forest and Bird and has said the sweeping fast-track consenting bill's anti-nature, anti-democracy, and will leave a mess for future governments to clean up. Nicola's with us today. Thank you for joining us. Tuhine, kia ora, Nicola. Kia ora, it's good to talk with you again. Well, look, same as you, I thought, oh, look, this fast-track consenting process rides roughshod over rights afforded tangata whenua and also poses great risk to our environmental protection, which we take seriously, kai te akitanga. I was picking that it wouldn't sit comfortably with you, Nicola. What are your major concerns?
Yeah, thanks, Dale. And look, my major concerns are things that you and I have talked about before, which is this piece of legislation. For starters, it doesn't sound very sexy, does it? Fast track, no one's probably paying much attention to it. I would really encourage you all to pay some very close attention to it, because New Zealand has never seen legislation like this. So we've gone back and looked at all of the legislation, including in the Muldoon era, and even Muldoon's National Development Act was not as power-hungry as this one. So what we're talking about is a situation where just three ministers, so Chris Bishop, Shane Jones and Simeon Brown, will have ultimate decision-making power over developments in my backyard and your backyard, and you and I and everyone else in the country will get very little, almost no say. So if someone wants to, I don't know, dig a big mine next to your local marae, there's almost nothing people can do about that in terms of having the opportunity to have a say about that.
As far as environmental protection, I mean, I interview Shane all the time. He says, it's all about progress, mate. We've got to get jobs. We've got to get people food on tables. Yeah. You know, this is Shane. But housing developments, mining, roads, energy generation, aquaculture projects, this is where that's the track they're going down, but it also comes with risks. What are they?
Yeah, well, so, and I speak a lot with Minister Jones. We've got relations in common up north. But the point here is New Zealanders expect that, A, our natural heritage will be looked after, and for Māori that means cultural heritage, because it's all the same thing, right? And that our democratic rights will be protected, because we're a democratic country. That's how we work. So this fast-track bill is going to have a number of listed developments in the Act. The problem is the only opportunity for New Zealanders to have a say about it is in the Select Committee process. So right now you can submit on the fast-track bill until the 19th of April. But the page about the list of developments, what they might be, is blank. So that won't get filled in until after we've all had a say about the things that we're worried about. So it's pretty startling. The other thing, so any kind of environmental damage that can occur. So we know that Minister Jones has talked about mining on conservation land. We know that he's made direct reference to the fact that if a blind frog gets in the way of his, you know, his mate's mines, then goodbye Freddy. So he is openly and publicly stating that he will go for species extinctions over a short-term development. We also know that those mines that we've had for hundreds of years in New Zealand are boom and bust, and generally what happens is the local community is left poor once the mine has moved on. The other thing is that treaty principles are no longer involved. Yeah, entities who've settled may get a say, but the Conservation Act is out the window, so too is every other kind of environmental act. So I don't know if you're familiar, but in the Conservation Act, there's a very important clause, Section 4, which says that the department will give effect to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Tiriti. That no longer applies, because this legislation will override any other legislation. And worse than that, Dale, I'll just finish. So we've had fast-track legislation in the country before. We've had one that is, you know, very, very recently. More than 100 projects went through. Only 4 got declined, because actually no one wants to stop progress. But we want the right checks and balances and controls. And so the previous legislation meant that there was an environmental panel who could say no if something was so bad it was going to rip off future generations, which is what we're talking about. There is an environmental panel, apparently, for this piece of legislation, but it only has the ability to approve, except under very limited circumstances. So it's a very, it's a bit of a Clayton's panel, isn't it? If your job is just to rubber stamp things, then I'm not really sure how we're going to have the right environmental controls involved.
Well,
and then it hands decision, all the decision-making powers are set with those three ministers.
Which is nerve-wracking, to say the least. Thanks, Nicola. We'll talk again soon. It's an ongoing beast, so we'll try and monitor it as best we can. Mauri o te kaukui.
Yeah,
thanks very much, Nicola.
Kia ora, and I encourage you all to, you know, go and have a look on Forest and Birds website and participate, because this is our only chance.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for sharing some time with us. Nicola Tuki is the Chief Executive of Forest and Bird.